Aloha. Today I'd like to talk about our parts-specific class on in-store merchandising. Over the years, the parts department has become an order processing factory. We address this in our first subject-specific class in the parts business on teleselling, using the telephone as a customer service tool and teaching people how to sell using the telephone. Today, with this subject-specific class on in-store merchandising, we're addressing the ability that we have to create a parts store in the middle of our business, as well as talking about the internet. In-store merchandising is a very important and critical element of running your business. If you look at people like Bombardier, Harley-Davidson, and others that are in the business of supporting capital goods, you will find that accessories and in-store merchandise makes up a large amount of their activity. Even within the John Deere factory, in-store merchandising counts for a lot. Their accessory sales are a very strong percentage of the business. In this class, we deal with how do you set up in-store merchandising. With the warehousing subject-specific class, we show you how you can obtain more space in your warehouse by how you manage your parts inventory. I want to use that space to create a parts store. At one point in my career, I was working with a Caterpillar dealer, and they had a very successful in-store merchandising business, but they didn't have enough space. So we carved out a 60-foot space within the warehouse and set up an in-store selling store. It was rather dramatic. Clothing, knickknacks, models, all manner of things, as well as impulse buy items, are critical in the in-store merchandising business. Not only that, but if a customer comes into your store, you're starting to see all manner of situations where they have order entry stations, where the customer is taken to a screen and is allowed to scan and search through the items on the floor, get the prices, and in fact put them into a shopping cart and process the order. So we deal with how you do that as well within this class. What we need to do is be able to attract customers back into our business. We've made life so much easier for people and shown them that they get better service if they use the telephone. Now, I would kill to be able to get customers to come into my store so that they can see everything and anything that we have to offer. This is about providing customer service, providing customer satisfaction. So you need to open up your mind a little bit and start talking about selling, example, hardware, by the pound, not by the part number. Have filters and fluids out on the floor. Sell hose in 50-foot reels, bulk. All of these things come into play in this important class. I hope this gave you a better idea of what we're covering when we talk about in-store merchandising. I look forward to talking to you about another class soon.